The Vikings have faced three opponents in this young 2017 season, each with a high-powered passing attack, and each with a top-flight receiver lining up every play.
Michael Thomas is a handful.
It's Xavier Rhodes versus Antonio Brown.
Again, it's into the game. And Xavier Rhodes with him in coverage.
For them, getting to the line of scrimmage is the easy part. Getting open is another story.
Come on, man.
Xavier Rhodes closed.
Come on.
You know, obviously every week he's got the ultimate test. You know, he's going to go against their best receiver. So you think about his job over the course of a season, he's guarding, you know, the best receivers in the world. That's a lot of weight on his shoulders, but he just embraces it and he likes it. He wants that challenge. If we ever had one week where he didn't follow their best receiver, he probably would be offended, honestly.
Back to pass, firing for the end zone, intercepted Xavier Rhodes.
You have to trust in yourself, your talent, and your ability to be able to stop this guy. And also, not only trusting yourself, your teammates trusting in you too. So you have to have that courage to go in there and be like, you know what, I have to cover this guy. Lock him down to a point where he's going home and on thinking about, like, dang, that was a tough game.
Beckham's the one that ran up to Xavier Rhodes and got right in his face, jawing at each other, getting after it.
It's intercepted at the 25 downfield. It's picked up by Xavier Rhodes, and the Vikings get the ball back in giant territory.
That's how you make the play, boys.
You know, he's fully accepted that, knows it, he loves it. He wants to take on that challenge every week. For us, too, we know that we got, you know, our best dude on their best dude. So that's just how it is, and that's the life of being a lockdown corner.
That's something you have to be prideful about. It's something you have to go into the game and say, you know, I'm covering a best receiver. You know, like, it's guaranteed I'm going to at least have six targets. They're going to throw his way at least six times. Crucial moments, third and two, probably fourth quarter or something, and I need to make a play. Like, we know it's going to this guy.
But it's not only the mental game that has grown within Xavier. Physically, Rhodes is as imposing as a cornerback can be.
Hey, I like your scheme.
Listed as 6'1" with a wingspan that stretches further, he's learned to use every inch of his athletic frame.
Xavier actually is surprising as one of those physical guys because he is a corner, and a lot of times corners, you know, they're just there, but they don't really want to hit nobody. But you see it all the time, you know, when runs go outside or something like that. He kind of gets out there and, you know, gives them a little shoulder, and they go down, or he pops them pretty good.
He's a physical person, and he's got a big frame, long arms, can run. But that physicality, that's just in him. That's just what he does.
It get pretty frustrating. I mean, you know, the receivers can get away with the push off, and, you know, they can be aggressive with you. But at times, you know, you need to get aggressive back with those guys. You know, sometimes the ref will sit down and let us play.
Come on, man. Hey, you know he pushed off?
Sometimes I be too aggressive at times. And I know that's my game, and I know I'm starting to learn. I can't be frustrated when that happens. You know, it's just how I play.
Rhodes has developed into one of the top cornerbacks in the league. Now in his fifth year, he's working on another role, becoming a team leader.
We gotta play as one, baby. Gotta play as one. Let's keep playing, D.
He got better every year. He got smarter. He learned the game. He put in the time. He really developed himself to be a great player.
You know, he's a guy that is going to come to work every day and bust his tail.
You know, he works hard. He's one of those guys that works hard, and he's always working on his craft, trying to be better. And it really has shown this past year. You know, he really was able to come into his own, be one of those players that quarterbacks really have to be aware of where he's at.
James, you ain't talking to me. You ain't with me now. You ain't with me today.
When I first got here, Zay didn't do a lot of talking really either. You know, now he's more, he communicates more, he'll talk to you, he'll have a conversation with you, and he's always been open to learning and a hard worker, so he's just showing you a little personality. He's been had it, he's just been hiding it.
Hey, big dog. Hey, big dog. They can't block your big ass. Well, I'd be scared if I was old lineman.
He's struggling with me.
He's very comfortable now, and that's what you want. You want a guy to be comfortable. You want a guy to trust himself, because then if he trusts himself, you know he's going to do his job, and then everybody's going to be able to trust him. And I realize some guys tend to be in a shell and be nervous and not put full effort into it. But you have someone that's vocal and show that, you know, you can be yourself and go out there and play football and remind them football is fun. And those guys tend to follow my lead and compete at the same time. And you just have to remind them that ball is fun. You know, it's not all about business. At the same time, don't lose track of the fact that it's football.
It rolls close all day, baby. It rolls close all day, baby. It rolls close all day, baby.